95% of our lives are run and created by our subconscious mind programming. Imagine if your subconscious mind is running many negative, disempowering, and self-sabotaging programs. How will that 95% of your life turn out to be? Would you like help to change your subconscious programming into something that works for you and set it to attract and create everything you desire? Join Tamara Oviatt in her show Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer here on OM Times, where she will connect to the source energy and change your subconscious programming by deleting your negative belief systems. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, a subconscious metaprogramming modality that rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering, and take control of what you want to create in your life. Tamara has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and she is here to help you too. It's not about fighting what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. And the only way to do that is to change and upgrade your subconscious programming. Let Tamara help you create magic in your world. Tune in every week at Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer.
Hey everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to be here with you and that you've all joined me live on here on OM and all the other platforms this goes across. I'm feeling really amazing. I'm feeling really excited about our futures. And I want you guys to feel the same way. I was just listening to a Pink Floyd song, Shine On You Crazy Diamond. And it's just so true with life. Sometimes we get our truths too early or it's overwhelming for us. And we go into hiding and we kind of freak out and it takes a while to integrate. I don't know if that's been your experience. I know it's been mine. That's how I grow. I go into my little cave for a while and I figure things out and then I come out again and I show up and I'm present and it's a routine I do. So, but it's part of my growth and my understanding is to take time inside, and taking time inside and to focus on ourselves is so, so, so important to give time for yourself because there's plenty to do out there. There's plenty to plug in out there. You know, there's a lot, there's so much overloaded information out there on fear, on collapse. It's crazy. If you get sucked into that, you can't even function because now your subconscious mind is running all of those programs. The best thing you can do is unplug from all of it. We are creating our future. And I notice when I look online, the negative, fearful stuff is the stuff that really gets the views because everybody's locked into that energy. So when they do that, all of these other things, because I'm talking YouTube here, come up to suck you in down that rabbit hole. And that's what it is. It's a rabbit hole. We are creators. We are creating this world. We are creating our experiences. It's so important to give yourself self-love and to focus on what you desire and what you desire to create and go for it. Make it happen. It happens. Because really, when you're giving the universe exactly what you want, telling them what you want, your pizza order, right? You call in, you put in a pizza order, and you tell them what you want on your pizza, that's what comes, right? Well, it's the same thing with life. Put your pizza order in. What do you want to see happen? It happens. What you want to see happens, happens. Yes, you are a very powerful, incredible creator. You are incredible, powerful creator. You You, right here, right now, I'm talking to you. You are a powerful creator. You have the power to create anything you desire. You are not a victim of your circumstances. You're not. Victim, victimizer. We're going to run that activation today. Because when you're being victimized, you're also, or when you're victimizing, you're also being a victim, right? So it's both sides. You can't just say they victimized me. Okay, well, why are you being a victim? Or why are you victimizing them? Because it's a role you play together. It's not one-sided. You're never a victim, and you're not a victim in this world. You're a creator in this world. You change anything in your life you desire. Okay, you can't go from 5'2 to 6 foot, but anything that you want to see in your world, you can create. I've done it. I do it. And yes, I spin out sometimes and go down these rabbit holes. And then I pull myself out and I get back online. But I do create what I want to create, the good and the bad. And it's the same thing in the world. You're creating the good or you're creating the bad, because you are creating. Where are you putting your focus? What kind of world do you want to live in? I want to live in a world of peace, joy, love, and happiness and beauty. And that's what I live. There's another world out there doing all this other crap. That's not my world. My world, for the most part, because I'm not perfect, I'm still going down this path, but I live in peace, love, joy, and happiness and beauty. All around me in nature. I have fantastic experiences. And I enjoy myself. And I enjoy all my background actors that are playing their roles. I'm surrounded by beautiful, incredible, amazing people. I have an incredible staff that works for me. They're incredible. They're beautiful. They do fantastic work. And they love me. And I love them. I have staff here I hire. And I love them. They're amazing people. Where I live is incredible. I live on the beachfront. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, I live on the beach in Yucatan, Mexico, the perfect freaking place. I have a full-on Mexican house, Mexican colors. My house is bright. My outside, it's blue and orange. Inside, it's yellow. Our kitchen's yellow and blue. Our bedroom's purple. I love where I live. I love my life. So I want to say I'm so blessed, but you know what? I'm such an amazing manifester. And you can be too. There's no difference in between you and I, except I do the work. And I dream big. That's it. So breathe that in. Feel that. I do have a class coming up. I might as well introduce that, because you are an amazing manifester, and it's going to be 5 weeks. We're going to clear out all the stuff. I can't do all of this on a show, you know, but for 5 weeks, we're going to clear all the stuff out that's stopping you from manifesting your perfect life, because there's no reason why you can't be living that now. Zero reason, except being spun out, going down the rabbit hole of disconnect, of fear of the future, a fear of having money, a fear of being noticed. Trust me, the fear of being noticed to me was huge. Huge. And then I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't believe in myself. Why would they choose me to do this? Why was I brought to this to do this? Why me? I've learned why me. It brings me back to the seventh grade in junior high school. The PE teachers made me the team captain of one of the baseball teams. I am not coordinated. I didn't know how to play baseball. And they later told me it was because I cared, because I love people. Because trust me, it wasn't because I was confident or I was good. I mean, I'm not good at sports at all. But I look back at that and I just recently remembered that. And, you know, why me? So that made me feel really good. And I do, I love people. And that's all we have to do. We just have to love people. And we have to love ourselves, because to really love people, you have to love yourself. The more I love myself, the more I'm able to love others. Because the judgment of others is the judgment of ourselves. And really what they do or how they live their lives is none of our business. The only thing that's our business is our life. Because this is our journey. And we're not responsible for anybody else's journey. We're not. It's not our responsibility. No one's. I mean, sure, if you have children, you are responsible for them until they come of age. But how they turn out and what they do as an adult or what kind of person they are, that's up to them. That's their choice on what they do with it. And if you do have like an autistic child, it is an agreement that you guys came in together to learn. It's not my poor child. They're living their best life. They're having their experience, and you agreed to help them have that experience. So you don't have to save them. You just have to continue to heal yourself and watch them change as it continues. We're not a victim of this world. We're not. This isn't a punishment. This is an opportunity to have an incredible, absolutely amazing energy, amazing lifetime. You know, there's no such thing as past lives, right? But maybe you're somebody else's past life program, because somebody lived that life. That doesn't mean you lived it, but it could still be one of your past life memories. You know, I heard there's 100 Jesuses and Marys that live in Glastonbury, because those are their past life memories, right? I have Mary Magdalene as one of my past life memories. But it's just a program to give me the abilities and understanding that I needed in this lifetime. I don't believe I lived that life. I believe it's one of my past life programs. Because everything's happening in the now. So is your life somebody else's past life or future life programs? It could be. As you have programs of other people's that they lived, their past lives. And you're living from those. I don't know why I'm going off sideways like this, but oh yeah, we're in a video game. You're here to have an experience. That's why you're here. You're playing a game. So in this game, you came to play a game. In this game, what did you come to play? What did you come to experience? Are you spun out in one of those little spin out holes over there where you're not on your path and not playing the game? You're still on the first level? Still repeating the same thing over and over and over again? What are you doing? Why are you doing that? You're playing a video game. Move forward. When you stop paying attention to the spin out over here that you've been down for days, weeks, months, years, and you say, okay, I don't want to play that game anymore, and order your pizza, what do you want to play instead? What is it you want to do? What's the experience you want to have? Write it down. Focus on it. Say thank you. Sing happy, happy, joy, joy. And look at it and get excited about it. That's what life's all about. And that's why we're here. All that stuff they're saying that's going to happen in the future. Really? We have choices. We have a collective consciousness. A lot of the things that the prophets have said has never happened. I remember being so sucked into all of this stuff. Spinning out, being angry, being fearful. Posting stuff all over social media about it. Oh my God, look what's happening. None of it became real. I was just busy spinning out in it. So when anybody tells you gloom and doom of the future, you remember your list. No, in my world, this is what's going to happen. And focus on that. And when you do that, you're affecting the whole world around you. Look what I did to my world. I have amazing employees. I live in an amazing house. Incredible. I mean, okay, sure, there's some stuff I want to do to my house. But where I live, oh my God, are you kidding me? We have sand streets. Until you get up to the main highway, it's all sand. We have fruits and vegetable markets. We have somebody on the corner barbecuing a chicken for sale. You can go buy a barbecue chicken in town with a barbecue outside. And to me, that's my heaven on earth. I don't want to live in some big city with all these cement buildings and sidewalks and having to spend millions of dollars for food and clothes and having to drive the nice car and live in the nice house. I had that program. I used to drive a beautiful E350 Mercedes. My niece drives it now. I don't even own a car. We have a golf cart. So if we need anything into town or do anything or go cruise around, we get in our golf cart. If I need to go into Merida to do major grocery shopping, I have someone come pick me up and drive me. We don't need all those things to make us happy. I was in that road. I had the nice house, the expensive car. And you know what? I don't miss any of it. I'm so thankful. I feel so blessed with such a more simple life. Life is simple here. I am simple. I'm not doing the things that I thought you had to do to be successful. I don't even wear jewelry. I'm in shorts. We don't need all of those things to be happy. That's all one of those things to spin out in. You could be happy in a one-bedroom apartment, and it could be absolutely perfect for you. Whatever that is, whatever brings you happiness, it's here for you. And there's no reason to be in fear. There's no reason to feel like a victim or to be angry or to fear the future. Just feel peace, calm, love, joy, happiness, gratitude. Gratitude for your life, gratitude for the people around you. You're supporting, loving, caring people that you have around you. And not feel like you have to look or have anything to be happy. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to run some activations.
Om Times TV. Do you want to go deeper into sacred activations, which is a subconscious metaprogramming process? Tamara Oviatt is inviting you to visit her website at tamaraoviatt.com to sign up and get lifetime access to 3 free activations that you can listen to anytime you want or as often as you need. If you like what Tamara does and like to incorporate sacred activations into your life, she also offers live webinars, masterclasses, and practitioner's training to further support your healing, manifestations, and expansion. There are hundreds of activations on her website that address different aspects of your life, money, health, relationships, intuitive abilities, and more. Head over to her website at tamaraoviatt.com and experience the magic of sacred activations. Thank you for listening. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
If I could be you, and you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. A couple announcements, and then I'm going to run some activations for you, okay? I'm not going to be doing this every week online like this on YouTube. So if you want to have more of this or know more about me, make sure you sign up on my website. You get 3 free gifts. We'll tell you when we're doing the next free event, and then we'll also inform you of other webinars and things that are going on. So thank you, everybody. I'm sending you lots and lots of love. So let's run some activations. Victim victimizer, fear of the future. Start with those. So, victim, are you a victim? Do you get victimized? Think about that. And if this is your first time listening, all you have to do is listen. That's it. You can't do this wrong. And think about how you victimize people or how you're victimized. Hey, fear of the future. Fear of the future. Fear of the future of the planet. Fear of other people's opinion, what they say to you. Fear of authority. Okay, bring your energy into Mother Earth. As you know, running these activations now are the start of this. And this is going to continue clearing you over the next few days, next few weeks. You'll start noticing the shifts. I'm so thankful for my life. So thankful for my experiences. So thankful to be here with you today. And I'm so thankful to the Om Show for hosting us for over a year. And it's been absolutely beautiful. Thank you. And thank you, everybody that tunes in every week and listens and takes time out of your day to be here. I mean, that's just really, really incredible. And I feel so honored and so thankful that you show up. I mean, because of you being here, you help me grow. You help me look at myself. You help me change. And I've changed so much. I really have. I love my simple life. There's nothing out there, it's just stuff. It's just stuff. It's all it is. That's a good activation. You guys want to have it's just stuff? Wow. You ready for this? I got goosebumps. It's just stuff. It's fancy houses, fancy cars, fancy clothes, fancy jewelry. So think about that. It's just stuff. What is that stuff? Yes, we're going into another activation. Just stop. That feels peaceful, doesn't it? Wow. Good. Bring your energy into Mother Earth. Funny, I kind of think this is a message to my executive assistant, Debs. She's letting go of everything except a suitcase each. So four suitcases. And her husband and her two sons are moving here. It's just stuff. It's just stuff, Debs. That's all it is. So let it go. When I got rid of all of my stuff in 2018, it was such a freeing feeling. I could feel the energy shift. It felt so good. And these are things I was carrying around for years. It's just stuff. I mean, of course, I have a couple pictures of my sons, but I have a couple pictures of my sons when they're little, not hundreds. It's just stuff. So just fill into that. So thank you, 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 thank you. How do I want to be remembered for the show? Happy, happy, joy, 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 happy, happy. 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 I love you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.